Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The one voice God calls for is from us. I think that's called revival. It's called a new beginning and a fresh outpouring of God, the Holy Spirit. Friends, we are in a breath of another Easter Sunday in all its majesty. A couple of years ago, we saw people cross a bridge our church created, signifying crossing over to a new life. Over 164 people went over to accept the Lord or to renew their faith in one heart moving forward. You may not have been there, but I will tell you, it was overwhelming. I was part of a prayer team who met them after they made that personal decision to go all in with Christ. I prayed with entire families who were in tears. I saw fathers holding their children as he wept over them. I saw brokenness in his eyes and felt his body quake and shudder under the power of God calling them home. It was a picture of people coming to the gate of Christ and being welcomed in. It was a river of brokenness that always precedes new life and a new beginning. Married couples becoming one again, maybe for the first time. There just wasn't time to pray with them all. We were so overwhelmed by their humility and personal decision to follow Christ. Our church has called for a fast until Easter. Joel 2:12 says, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." Something, anything, that would cause you to think about Christ, to give up more of that old self and draw closer to God. I pray you are more than a little inspired to raise your voice and become part of God's one voice in praying with us. Pray for revival in our land with us. Pray for men rising up again to take the priesthood of their families and guide them to be the light of their families and neighborhoods. So when we come to the one to whom we pray and we glorify with one mind and voice to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will hear us. We're not coming to someone that we made up, not just a God that we feel suits us, that we're comfortable with, not one that's just revered by our own religion or tradition. We're coming to the one true living God, the creator of all things, the one whose voice comes over the waters, Psalms 29:3. So I wonder what would happen if all of us gathered together with one mind and one voice and we prayed for God to pour out his spirit on our church, our family, and our community and glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. Revelation 4:1 says, "After these things I looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." His calling is to come together in unity, faith, hope, and love, to take our biggest and strongest weapon and raise it up against the mountains that are moving forward to destroy us and our nation. Our voice to lift up one name, the name above all names. Will you come and pray together for yourselves, your families, and ours, for our church and our nation as one? Will you commit to pray with one voice and offer up something for the grand celebration of Easter? We must pray for something bigger than our own needs. Give yourself away. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.